Share the things that we're into. We're talking music, fashion, food, all kinds of different products. You can let us know what you're into. Maybe we can check it out. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Liv, what are you into?
So I've been super into spaghetti squash lately.
Yes,
I love spaghetti squash. You can find it in the produce aisle. It looks like an oval pumpkin almost. It's yellow, but you put it in the oven or you put it in the microwave with some water, and then you scrape it out, and it makes like a vegetable spaghetti.
Wow.
So it's a substitute for spaghetti. It's healthy, good, gluten-free.
It's so good, Alex. You got to have some of that.
Yeah, super good. Love it.
I'd rather dumpster dive.
Okay, you're so dramatic. I'm going to feed you some and you're not even going to realize it.
Yeah, right.
And I've also been in Florence and the Machine's brand new album. It came out about 2 weeks ago.
Ooh, tell me your favorite track.
It's called High as Hope. It is so good. Probably one that's like something in London. I don't know. I just listened to it fully through. It's called South London Forever. It's my favorite track on the album. It's absolutely amazing. The entire album's good start to finish.
Yeah.
I love to listen to albums start to finish. So very good. Check it out. High as Hope, Florence and the Machine. Amazing.
I'm gonna have to check that out because the only thing I know is like, what's her song? The
dog days are over.
The dog days are done.
Yeah,
that's the only song I know, and I know they got better music than that.
Well, that was her most recent radio single, I think.
Probably. That's the only way I know it. What am I into this week? Bubbly. It is sparkling water, and it's not the greatest. Water is probably the best thing for you, but it's a heck of a lot better than pop.
What's the difference between that and La Croce?
La Croce is the same thing. It's just a different, like, kind of a brand. I'm not a big La Croce fan. I feel like this tastes a little more sweeter. I'm really into the Mango Bubbly. It is delicious when it hits your taste buds. Speaking of food, things I'm eating, because I'm kind of doing keto, which means I can't have anything good, like carbs, like no buns. So I've been going to a Chick-fil-A, getting the grilled nugget, that 8-count with that ranch and that buffalo sauce. Damn, it's good. And from Jimmy John's, what up? I love a No. 9 Italian nightclub, but I've been getting that with the lettuce wrap. It's not as good as having a big thing of bread, but I'll tell you what, no tomato, easy vinaigrette. Add those hot peppers. Daddy likey. And shout out to a place. I wish I got paid to go there. That'd be awesome. But they're awesome. When I get my beard trimmed up, I go to Wharfley Barbershop on Broad Ripple. That place is so cool. They cut kids' hair. They do adults. They can even cut a girl's hair. I don't know if Alex would get her hair done there, but they do an awesome job. The whole atmosphere is awesome. The whole gang's great. And Nick's my main guy I go to. Usually I see him to get my beard trimmed up. But I really am into all those places.
Cool. I have been into this since I was in high school. So it's something I've always loved, except that I just rediscovered it. So I kind of got away from looking at it. And then now I'm like back into it. And that is the fashion blog Sea of Shoes by Jane Aldridge. She also has an Instagram at Sea of Shoes. She is one of the earliest pioneers of like fashion blogging. She launched her career in 2007. She was covered in Vogue when she was still in high school as a 16-year-old, and she even started blogging from Coco Chanel's apartment. This girl is on another level if you are into high fashion. She specializes in mixing modern and vintage pieces, and she's the epitome of cool. She lives in Dallas, and I am absolutely outrageously obsessed with her. And then the other thing that I'm obsessed with right now is a podcast. It's called The Bitch Bible, and I will give you a warning that this podcast is for adults only. Now, what's interesting is I don't watch any shows on Bravo. I know that Liv the Web Girl does.
Yes.
And this girl, her specialty, she's like a comedian, and she specializes in recapping and talking about the Bravo stars and Bravo reality shows. But what has me addicted to this podcast is I don't even know what she's talking about when she covers these shows, but her sense of humor is so dark and sarcastic and disturbing that she's going to make you, when you're listening to her, like, your jaw will drop to the floor, because you'll be like, I cannot believe she just said that, but it's so outrageously funny. And it's like she makes you uncomfortable with the stuff that she says. Don't listen to it around kids, but it is fantastic. So that's called The Bitch Bible, and that's, you know, anywhere you get podcasts.
All right, well, bless her child. That is what we're into. You can see a lot of that on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show.